When kids first start elementary school, they learn to read, and then later they read to learn. But in Philadelphia, only about 30% of students in third grade read on grade level. A new nonprofit is hoping to get that number up and help students with their reading skills. WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada shares this week's Feel Good Friday story.
The library at G.W. Childs Elementary School in South Philadelphia is covered in shelves full of colorful books and inspirational quotes.
So this is it.
This is it. So this is going to be where our tutors spend their days. This is kind of like the what I call the...
That's David Weinstein, the founder of Joyful Readers. The organization sends AmeriCorps volunteers to elementary schools across the city to serve as full-time reading tutors. This school year will be the first for them.
Are you excited to meet the kids?
I am so excited. We are going to work with a little bit under 1,000 students this year. And I'm just so excited to be able to see what it's like for them, what their process is, and how they build relationships with our tutors. So yeah, I can't wait to meet them.
David knows from personal experience that learning to read can be a challenge.
My mom will tell anyone who asks that when I went into kindergarten, it was kicking and screaming, saying that I would never learn how to read.
But he eventually did. Thanks to a great support system at school, things clicked for him. He learned to read and loved it. Now he wants to pass on this love to other young readers. Andrea Galmore is one of the volunteer tutors.
So I definitely want to take the part of reading for me that's so fun and kind of incorporate that into the tutoring, not making it so much of a chore, like showing them that that's something you can do outside of class whenever you want to do it. And it's fun. There's so many different kinds of books out there that you could read, and like there's something out there for everyone.
Joyful Readers will be working out of 9 schools in Philadelphia this year. Elizabeth Estrada, WHYY News.